the possibility of a government shutdown here in the U.S. got us thinking, could this happen in some of the world's other large democracies? Alan Schick is a professor of public policy at the University of Maryland. Professor Schick, government shutdown, a purely American thing, or could it happen anywhere? Has it happened before?
It's not exclusively American, but it's distinctively American. And the reasons for that are twofold. First, in most of the large countries in the world, democracies are parliamentary regimes, and therefore the possibility of a breakdown in relations between the executive and the legislature is diminished. And when that happens, as happened recently in Portugal, the government falls, and you look forward to new elections. And the second reason is, if you fail to adopt the budget in almost every other country in the world, an automatic procedure kicks in to continue the government in operation. We don't have that automatic procedure in the United States.
In the case of Portugal, where the government fell, did the kind of government checkbook get put up on the shelf as well?
No. Government continues because in parliamentary regimes, they actually use the concept of government in two ways. The government in terms of the governing parties that rule the country, and secondly, in terms of the apparatus of government that keeps it going. So in the first sense, the government falls, the parties are no longer in power, but in the second sense, government continues.
So Portugal, for example, to continue that example, is currently under a caretaker government until new elections can be held. How much better is it to have no government than having one that's closed?
People don't notice very much of a difference because so many aspects of government don't involve the political level. The failure to adopt a budget, for example, for the parts of government in the United States which will continue, they won't notice a difference, the fact that we don't have a budget.
Does this create some argument for not having any government?
No, it does create an argument for having an automatic procedure so that the government doesn't close shop in case you fail to appropriate the money.
Tell us about the case of Japan, where a shutdown was averted after a budget was passed. I mean, that's slightly different from what we're talking about with the
Japan,
states.
And the issue was a little different. There are two issues that get twisted together. One is, can government spend money? The other, can government borrow money when it needs to borrow money in order to spend it? So in Japan, they had the fight in the Japanese parliament was over authority to borrow money to float the bonds. And that might come up again in a few weeks in the United States because we're running up against the debt limit. A debt limit is a limit on the amount of bonds that the United States can have outstanding.
Mm. Now, you do a lot of work with the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. I mean, do your contacts there ask you a lot of questions about this looming government shutdown? I mean, after all, it's happened here a handful of times.
They don't ask questions. They're bemused by it.
Bemused?
I hate to say this, but they often couple it with a sense that the United States is on a downward spiral, that it can't lead the world economically if they can't get their own economic house in order.
Do you think that's kind of an attitude that's shared by a lot of people around the world? I mean, are you hearing that, you know, the U.S. is losing credibility with this potential government shutdown?
There are two sentiments I pick up. One is the loss of credibility of leadership, and the other is literally befuddlement around the world about how the United States operates.
And so how do you explain it?
I explain to them, I say, you got to understand the United States government was engineered more than 200 years ago not to work. Because when we wrote our Constitution, we were scared of the concentration of power. And consequently, we fragmented government, and we've overcome that problem through various ways, through our affluence, through our industry, through the political party system. But once in a while, you get a breakdown because that's the way the system operates. And the kids are taught in school that that's separation of powers. But if you think about it, separation of powers means that the two sides can fight until they no longer want to fight.
We've been speaking with Alan Schick of the University of Maryland School of Public Policy about how a government shutdown seems to be something that only happens in America. Professor Schick, thanks very much for your time.